A word for you from Acts 28 verse 6. They were waiting for him to swell up or suddenly fall down dead. But when they waited a long time and saw no misfortune come to him, they changed their minds and said that he was a god. Here we find God versus superstition. And God had a plan even for these islanders who knew nothing about the gospel, but their faith was animist, the belief in superstition, the ancestors, whatever you want to call it. And they were ruled by superstition and not by God. They had witnessed a miracle because a viper came out of the fire when Paul had been gathering sticks and it bit him on the hand. And they knew that it was a deadly viper. They were familiar with their own snakes. And they had said to each other, surely this man did not escape justice because he must be a murderer. He escaped the sea, but justice has not allowed him to live. That was their superstition. They believed that if something bad happens, it must be because of the gods up there. Except that these gods were changeable in comparison to Paul's God, unchangeable. And Paul's faith was fixed. He was unmoved by anything, even by this deadly snake. And God delivered him not because Paul went out to look for a snake. And of course, if you're silly enough to do that, well, expect to die. There are some snake-handling churches in the USA that do this every Sunday. And every now and then, one of their pastors or one of the believers dies because of the foolishness of seeking out snakes. Don't seek for something without God intervening. Let God do His work. And God delivered Paul, and he suffered no harm. It says in verse 5, he simply shook the creature into the fire, suffered no harm. And then our verse for today, as the islanders were watching him and expecting him to fall down dead any moment, but then when that moment had passed and they waited quite a long time afterwards, expecting him to at least swell up, but nothing happened. And so they decided and they changed their minds and said he was a god. Paul wasn't like this. He knew the living God. He didn't change his mind because of changing situations. But pagan religion is like that, chopping and changing, being ruled by superstition instead of God.